all the way to my yard to see the world's fastest lawnmower. That's the kind of dedicated professional I am. The result is that this audiobook contains a number of columns based on real events. There are also some longer articles, most of which originally appeared in the Miami Herald Sunday magazine, Tropic. These also contain an unusually high, for me, level of factual content. That's why this audiobook is called Dave Barry Is Not Making This Up. In an effort to boost sales, we were going to call it Rush Limbaugh Is Not Making This Up, but there was some kind of legal problem. I want to stress, however, that this title does not mean that this is a serious audiobook. It also contains a lot of tongue-in-cheek social commentary and satire, by which I mean lies. I hope you don't find this mixture of fact and fiction to be confusing. If, in listening to this, you are uncertain as to whether a specific statement is meant seriously or not, simply apply this rule of thumb. If the statement makes you consider filing a lawsuit, I was kidding. Ha ha. Reader alert! The following section, which is mostly about family stuff, contains the article that pretty much launched my writing career, the story of my son's, quote, natural, unquote, birth. When I wrote it, back in 1981, Beth and I were living in Glen Mills, Pennsylvania, and I had a job teaching effective business writing.